welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. It's been a huge year for animals, and if you're paying attention, perhaps you're feeling, like we do, that the animal rights or welfare movement really is accelerating. A very important part of this are the legislative advances made in individual states. Today we're going to look in detail at some of the most important ones in 2013. Later in the show, do you ever wonder what it takes to become an animal lawyer? What is an animal lawyer anyway? And how does someone make a living as one? And of course, Peter has some great news items to share with you, so stick around. But now I'm pleased to welcome Michael Makarian, president of the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Mike also is chief program and policy officer of the HSUS and president of the Fund for Animals. In 2012, Ad Age magazine named Mike one of its media mavens, an award that celebrates creative thinking and innovation in advertising, branding, marketing, and communications. Hey, Michael.
Lori, thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming back. Michael, thanks for joining us to review some of the most important legislative happenings of 2013. And why don't you begin with the lead ammunition ban in California?
Well, sure, Lori. And you know, first in the broader sense, it's just been a remarkable year in the state legislatures for animals. There's been 107 new measures that have been passed in the states on animal protection. And if you add up all the bills that have been passed since 2005, it's more than 800 new laws for animals. And it's a tremendous amount of progress for the animal protection cause. This bill that you mentioned in California, you know, we think is one of the top, if not the top, achievement of the year. California passed a law to ban the use of lead ammunition in sport hunting and to require that hunters switch to non-lead, which is less toxic for the animals and less toxic for the environment. And, you know, this is just common sense. In 1991, the federal government banned the use of lead for waterfowl hunting. So it's been illegal, you know, for more than 20 years to use lead when you're shooting ducks or geese. But for all these other game species, upland birds, big game, you know, hunters are dumping tons of lead shot into the environment. And these bullets keep on killing long after they've left the chamber, because if a deer or another animal is shot with lead, and then a gut pile is left in the woods, you know, after the hunter, you know, dresses the deer and removes the edible parts, you know, there are eagles, you know, condors, other raptors that feed on those animals. And there's a tremendous amount of secondary poisoning. This lead is leaking into the environment. It's poisoning animals, and it's said to affect at least 130 different species of wildlife that are poisoned by these lead pellets. So this is a great step for California. And we really hope that other states will take up this issue and that we'll see a national phase-out of lead ammunition in the future.
Is California a leader in pro-animal legislation? We're broadcasting from California here, Michael, and it sure seems that way to us.
California has been a leader historically, and every year we produce a humane state ranking. We look at all the laws dealing with animal protection issues, you know, across a wide range of subjects: pets, wildlife, farm animals, animals in research laboratories, marine mammals. And California has been ranked number one for the past few years in a row. And a lot of this, you know, came as a result of Prop 2, which came in California in 2008. California voters passed a ballot measure to phase out the extreme confinement of farm animals in crates and cages. It passed in 47 of the 58 counties, including a lot of agricultural and rural counties in the state. And I think lawmakers really saw that as a marker that these issues have such broad, strong support among members of the public. And since that time, California has passed dozens of laws banning the trade in shark fins, banning the use of hounds to hunt bears and bobcats, so many other important issues. And you know,
yeah.
California has been a leader, but there are so many other states that are doing a great job as well.
Let's talk about shark fins, Michael. A few more states have now banned trade in shark fins. How big a problem is shark finning, and which states have the new laws? And is it important that the remaining states also get with the program? And how about internationally, Michael? China in particular Any hope for curtailing the practice there?
Well, it is an international issue, as you said, Lori. I mean, sharks are swimming in the oceans all over the world. And we estimate that up to 73 million sharks are killed every year just for their fins. And a lot of these sharks are, they have their fins hacked off at sea. The sharks are dumped off the boats, and they die slowly in the middle of the ocean. They die of blood loss and just a terrible, terrible amount of suffering just for their fins. So their fins can be used in a bowl of soup. I mean, this is the most unnecessary product you can imagine. It basically doesn't even have any taste, but it's been used traditionally in shark fin soup for a long time. We've seen so much progress on this issue. 8 states have now banned the trade in shark fins. So this year, 2013, we had 3 states that added to that list, Delaware, Maryland, and New York. But previously, California, Oregon, Washington, Illinois, and Hawaii had all banned the trade in shark fins. Several U.S. territories of Guam and the Mariana Islands are also banning the trade. And, you know, this is intended to try to stop the demand for the product. If you can't sell shark fins within the state or within the territory, then there are going to be fewer sharks that are killed at sea just for this fin, just for this product. We also have a federal law that bans shark finning in U.S. waters, and it requires that when sharks are landed, that the fins have to still be attached to the shark. And then we've also seen some progress. India has strengthened its laws against shark finning. The European Union has strengthened its laws. And we're even seeing progress in China, you know, where historically there's been so much demand for shark fins, but the government is moving away from it. They're no longer serving shark fin soup at official Chinese government functions. And we think there's been a tremendous amount of education and awareness built on this issue, not only in the U.S., but all over the world. And this is such an important subject. You know, so many species of sharks are declining rapidly, and we want to protect these creatures from such terrible cruelty, again, just for a bowl of soup, you know, something that we can all do without.
My listeners probably remember the exotic animal disaster in Ohio and Travis the chimp attacking the friend of his owner. You know, there's been a lot of public interest about individuals owning exotic and potentially dangerous animals. What's the news there, Michael?
Well, we had some positive news this year in Arkansas, Lori. The state had banned, you know, some species of dangerous exotic animals like big cats, but had a loophole for primates. And as you mentioned, I mean, these chimps and even the smaller primates can be incredibly dangerous to people. A chimp has the strength of 7 adult humans. The smaller monkeys can bite and scratch and spread diseases to humans that are very deadly and contagious. So Arkansas banned the trade in most primates as pets. So chimpanzees, baboons, macaque monkeys, people can no longer buy these animals over the internet, buy them at flea markets, and keep them in private homes. You know, this is not only bad for the animals because they're kept in unnatural environments. People don't have the expertise or the resources to provide, you know, for such intelligent and highly social creatures. But it's bad for the communities as well. If one of these animals escapes, can injure members of the community, they can injure their owners, and we've seen a lot of just terrible, terrible accidents related to these animals. And in the broader sense, we've seen a lot of progress on this issue in the last decade. In 2003, only about half the states, about 25 states, had laws dealing with the private ownership of the most dangerous animals, lions, tigers, chimps, bears, wolves. And now all but 6 of the states have laws on the books that deal with these issues. So we're trying to close out the remaining 6. And we're working hard in states like Nevada and South Carolina and others to try to close the gaps in the legal framework to protect these animals and protect members of the public.
We're speaking to Michael Markarian. We're talking about some of the most important state legislative achievements for animals in 2013. Don't go away.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, aianimals.org.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Robitussin Cofaquence number 17, unexpected turbulence.
Hello, this is your captain. We're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TM Max now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the consequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
When a cold hits, you've got to hit back. And when your cold comes with both pain and sinus pressure, you've got to hit back even harder. Only Advil Cold and Sinus treats your worst cold symptoms by combining Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. No other cold brand delivers stronger pain relief than the pain reliever found in Advil Cold and Sinus, the 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
talking to Michael Makarian, president of the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Michael, let's now talk about penalties for animal fighting, which sadly continues to be quite popular. You know, we're in frequent contact with Eric Sakich, the senior law enforcement specialist, animal rescue team of the HSUS, and he certainly is always on the run. What legislative progress has been made this year concerning animal fighting?
Well, Lori, we have been methodically going state by state trying to strengthen the penalties and the laws dealing with dogfighting and cockfighting around the country. This year in Nevada, the cockfighting law was strengthened. Previously in Nevada, it was a felony to engage in cockfighting, but only on repeat offenses. So someone had to be caught multiple times before they could be charged with a serious penalty for cockfighting. So the Nevada legislature strengthened that law so that it's now a felony on the first offense. It'll be a much stronger deterrent. You know, the penalties need to be strong enough so that people don't just consider it a cost of doing business. If they have to pay a small fine, you know, they can win thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars gambling on these dogfights and cockfights. So they just consider it a cost of doing business, and they don't have any real deterrent. And this is another issue where we have just seen so much progress over the years. In 1985, there were only four states that had felony penalties for malicious acts of animal cruelty. Now there are 49. That same year, there were only about six states that had felony cockfighting. We now have 40 states with felony cockfighting. It was legal, you know, when I first started getting involved in this work, cockfighting was still legal in five states, in Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arizona, Missouri. You know, these were legal industries. In Oklahoma alone, there were 42 active cockfighting pits. They had 2.5 million birds in the state being used for cockfighting. Now we have banned it in all 50 states, and it's a felony in 40. I mean, that's tremendous, tremendous progress in a really short time period. And, you know, dogfighting as well, 20 years ago it was only a felony in a dozen states. Now it's a felony in all 50. And we are marching state by state by state to strengthen these laws, to close the gaps where they exist, to make it a crime to be a spectator at one of these fights, to make it a crime to possess the animals for the purpose of fighting, to make it a crime to possess the weapons that are used in cockfighting, and doing everything we can to give law enforcement the tools they need to crack down on these terrible, terrible practices.
Michael, please briefly describe the horrible sport, horse tripping. Where is it done and by whom? And then the new laws banning the practice.
Well, this horse tripping is a type of rodeo type event, which is particularly gruesome and violent, you know, to the horses. I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. These horses are galloping, and they're roped by the front legs, causing them to violently trip and fall. And there are a lot of injuries to the horses. It's a terrible, extreme, you know, type of practice. And even a lot of people who are fans of mainstream rodeo or who are advocates for rodeo think that this practice of horse tripping is just out of bounds, that it's just outside the mainstream, doesn't have the public support. So this year, Oregon and Nevada both took action and banned horse tripping. So we're seeing, you know, states really look at some of these issues that just go beyond the pale and don't have the support of the general public and take action to protect these creatures.
Animal poaching, Michael, was also one of your highlighted achievements. Describe the practice and what was done to combat it this year.
Well, poaching is a big problem in this country, and especially with state and federal agencies, you know, having budget cuts, you know, dealing with staff reductions. You know, we have fewer and fewer law enforcement agents out in the woods and the forests and the parks, you know, patrolling vast amounts of land. And you know, they're really the last defense against poachers, you know, people who are killing animals illegally, you know, killing them out of season, killing animals above their bag limits, you know, so that they can sell them commercially. And, you know, even rank-and-file hunters condemn poaching and say that this is a blight and it's a danger to the animals. Now, because there are so few law enforcement officials who actually are patrolling the woods and patrolling our state parks and our national wildlife refuges and national forests and other lands, we need to have strong laws on the books, again, to have a deterrent so that people don't just try to get away with this practice. They think they can get a slap on the wrist and they can just continue doing what they've been doing. So there's a national program. It's called the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact. And it's basically a national law enforcement network, and it prevents wildlife violators who have lost their hunting license in one state from just moving to another state and resuming, you know, what they've been doing. So if someone is caught poaching in California and they lose their hunting license, they might just move across the border to Nevada and continue poaching there because, you know, they would not have their hunting license privileges revoked in any other state. So this interstate compact prevents that from happening because the loss of your hunting license privileges is recognized by all the states that participate in this network. So states have to pass legislation to join the Interstate Wildlife Violators Compact. And this year in 2013, another four states passed laws to join that network. Connecticut, Delaware, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, so that more and more states every year are joining this network to step up the national battle against poachers and make sure that the laws can be enforced across all of the states that participate.
Mike, we only have 2 minutes left. Last week we covered a proposed L.A. ordinance that would ban the use of cruel leg hold traps, even by licensed exterminators. Hawaii did something similar this year. Can you briefly explain?
Well, Hawaii did ban the use of steel-jawed leg hold traps. Again, it's just such a terrible, unnecessary method of killing animals, killing them just for recreation or for commerce in their fur pelts. You know, we protect most wildlife from commercial use, but here's one example that lingers in our society where trappers are killing animals in these horrible traps just to sell their fur pelts. And these animals struggle in the traps. You know, sometimes they're not checked for hours or days, and these animals are trying to chew off their limbs. They're trying to escape. They're injuring their mouths by biting at the steel of the trap. Horrible, horrible cruelty. Hawaii has taken action, and more than a dozen states have banned these traps. And it's a tremendous amount of progress that we've seen on this and so many other subjects, Lori.
Michael, thank you so much for appearing on Animals Today. Tell my listeners where they can get a hold of you or read some of your material.
Well, I write a blog every day on animals and politics, and it's available at our website, hslf.org. It's the Humane Society Legislative Fund, hslf.org.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Laurie. Take care.
Some kind of happiness is measured out in miles. What makes you think you're...
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
Office Max has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
Office Max can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now about all these files.
Office Max has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to officemax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off. Valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combinable with deferred financing.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now.
866-657-8517.
They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis.
866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free for 60 days. And you get our dermatologist's clear skin or it's free guarantee. Plus, the trial includes our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free. Be one of the 50 lucky people to complete this 60-day risk-free trial. You won't see this offer in stores or on TV. It's a radio exclusive. Supplies are limited and the trial offer ends soon. So call now. 1-800-569-4918. That's 1-800-569-4918. 1-800-569-4918.
Welcome back to the show. As global interest about the welfare of animals grows, and as the rights of animals also gradually expand, we have attorneys and legal scholars to thank for many of these important achievements. And more well-trained lawyers are needed as our society continues evolving toward a more just place for non-human animals. Where do these attorneys come from? To tell us about the current state of training of the next generation of animal lawyers, I'm very pleased to welcome Natasha Dolezal, J.D., with the Center of Animal Studies, Lewis and Clark Law School. Welcome to the program, Natasha.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us how popular are classes in animal law?
Sure. At Lewis and Clark, we have more than 30 animal law classes, and that is reflective of the interest. And we just did a brief calculation, and we have in total at the law school about 680 law students. And of those, roughly 120 students are actively involved in the animal law program, meaning they're not just taking one class. They're involved either in the animal law review, the SALDF, which is the Student Animal Legal Defense Fund organization, and that represents 20% of our student body, and that's more than any other active group on campus. So it's pretty huge.
Why do students take animal law classes?
I think the students are attracted to Lewis and Clark because of our rich history in animal law, and it's an area of the law that's not shrinking. You know, the legal profession is, lawyers are, we're graduating fewer and fewer law students across the country, but the field of animal law is something that's growing, and it's new, and it's challenging, and I think it's an area of law that the students are naturally drawn towards, and it's reflective of society and the change and the shift that we're seeing in the way that we think about animals.
So you think there is a growing interest in animal law training nationally, right?
Yes, I do. And the numbers are changing, but 148 law schools have at least offered at one time a course in the U.S. and Canada. And I think there's about 26 state bar animal law sections, and it is growing. And we get a lot of requests for help from other law schools in trying to set up their own program. But we are definitely the biggest one, and we're hopeful that we're seeing it spread to other law schools.
Natasha, what is the Center for Animal Law Studies, and what is the relationship with the Animal Legal Defense Fund?
So the Center for Animal Law Studies was founded in 2008 in collaboration with the Animal Legal Defense Fund, and we get support from them. And the program, or the center itself, we refer to it as CALS, is sort of the umbrella organization for all of the projects and activities that go on at the law school. And in that, we have our summer program, an animal law certificate, our national animal law competitions, which take place every year, which afford students from every law school to practice appellate advocacy with animal law issues, to practice legislative and lobbying with animal law issues, and to practice giving a closing argument in a criminal trial. We also have the longest running academic conference and an animal law review, as well as a robust externship program, and to name a few.
Natasha, are there many lawyers who are able to limit their practices to animal law? What I see for full-time careers include academic posts, work in a few of the larger animal welfare organizations, and personal injury specialists.
Mm-hmm. There are solo practices that people are able to cobble together a full-time practice. That means they need to either do wills and trusts or criminal defense. And I think that it helps them if they offer a lot of services, because animal law touches on various aspects of the law and is really can't be contained in just one area. So we encourage our grads to get a broad-based foundation in the law before they go and specialize in animal law.
Can lawyers with no specific training in animal law develop skills to be effective legal advocates for animals?
Definitely, because animals need good lawyers. You don't necessarily need to have a background in animal law specifically to be a good advocate for animals. So definitely, and we see attorneys in our animal law summer program taking time off from their practice, coming to take a course to get familiar with the concepts that are involved in animal law if they want to get into that type of work.
Now, the school offers an animal law certificate. What's that?
The certificate is something that law students have a choice. They can take a few animal law courses as part of a broader legal education, or they can specialize in animal law. And that just means they have to take 8 additional credits of approved animal law courses and write their usually they have to write two substantial papers, and so those papers are written on animal law topics.
And Lewis and Clark offers a graduate degree, which you lead, right?
Right. We offer the first advanced degree in animal law, and we officially had our first class graduate this May. And it's very exciting because it shows you just how big animal law is becoming. Now we can support a specialized degree, much like they have in tax and health law, in animal law. And we're seeing grads who have been out practicing law returning to get this degree because they want that specialized education. And we're also seeing now interest from international lawyers wanting to come to the U.S. to see how we are dealing with the same issues that they're dealing with, but in another country.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Natasha, anything else you want to say to us?
Thank you. And I think the thing that I want to highlight is that students are very interested in companion animal issues, and obviously farm animals are a big issue for them with all the ag gag laws that are threatening to go into effect in other states, and especially international work. And I think that with our LLM degree coming on and the international interest, it is really an exciting thing to see because there is a shift that's occurring. And I also would like to mention that we get so much interest that we are considering having some of our animal law classes go online so that attorneys in other parts of the state who can't leave their practice can still get this education so that they can become advocates for animals as well.
That's fantastic. How about doctors becoming advocates for animals?
Right, I know. That would be nice, too.
It would be nice. We'd love to get involved in that. Natasha Dolezal, JD with the Center of Animal Studies, Lewis and Clark Law School, thank you so much for appearing on Animals Today.
Thank you, Lori.
Hey, Peter.
Lori.
You know, I asked that doctor question. Wouldn't it be great getting online and getting a degree in animal law?
Not for me.
You would be so good.
I took a different path, and I'm staying on it until I retire.
But if you were an attorney, you'd be an animal rights attorney.
Like instead of like a tax attorney, that's exciting. She mentioned tax.
Right.
Or, I don't know, corporate paper pusher, that's exciting. Yeah. But no, it's she mentions a couple of fascinating things, and I'm really glad you asked her to come on. And we do get the feeling that there's this sort of acceleration in the pace of interest in animal rights and the laws related to that, and it just feels like things are happening, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
So that's nice, and there, as she mentioned, that there Lewis and Clark is the largest center in the country for animal law training. And they do sponsor this yearly course, which is fascinating. So it is an exciting time.
Do you think people who go into animal law just as their primary profession, I mean, do they make a living?
Yeah, I think her advice was right on the money. It's been it's what I've learned just by talking to people, that you need to have a broad-based experience and sort of be able to support your desire to practice animal law through your other activities.
Right.
And don't expect your clients to come to the table.
Yeah.
So it's a passion.
Well, it is. And you have some exciting news items for us next
coming
segment?
Coming up. A lot to talk about.
Okay. So don't go away. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Animals Today.
Oh.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Robitussin Cofaquence number 17, unexpected turbulence.
Hello, this is your captain. We're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TM Max now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the consequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver, multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes, and packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain, too. Centrum Silver, for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off. Valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combinable with deferred financing.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
for temporary topical pain relief. Use only as directed.
Welcome back to the show. Hi, Peter.
Lori.
What do you have for us today?
Well, new Cheap Trick news.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes. You know, following the ongoing, growing controversy related to captive orcas and SeaWorld.
Yeah.
And that film Blackfish.
Right.
You know, the backlash is just incredible. And SeaWorld has this series that they call Bands, Brew, and Barbecue, where bands perform at the parks, right?
Right.
And, well, the bands are bowing out.
Yeah.
They are just bailing out on it. It's really amazing. And
that's
latest is Cheap Trick.
That's
and
fantastic.
They are being sent over with social media petitions asking them, educating them and asking them to break their contracts, and they are. So the latest is Cheap Trick. Prior to that, the band Heart, they're out. And also Willie Nelson, country singer Willie Nelson, and the rock band Bare Naked Ladies, they are out. And one of the Bare Naked people says, "This is a complicated issue. We don't claim to understand all of it, but we don't feel comfortable proceeding with the gig at this time."
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's incredible. And this is just the power of an idea.
Right.
And this powerful movie and just how the world is finally realizing what happened. Isn't that great? Well, as you might expect, the spokesperson for SeaWorld in an op-ed on CNN.com, because the movie Blackfish did air on CNN.
Many times.
He said the following, and quote, "Not a single interview with a guest who was inspired and enriched by their experience with killer whales at SeaWorld. Not one visitor who left SeaWorld more aware of the need to preserve the world around them. Not one word about the thousands of ill, orphaned, and injured animals rescued by SeaWorld or the millions of dollars we dedicate to supporting conservation and research." That's his comment, right?
It's pathetic. It is pathetic. It's very weak.
Yeah.
It's going to go nowhere.
Yeah. So
people see through this, right?
Well, they see through it now that
they're trying SeaWorld's trying so hard just to stay in there.
Yeah.
And they're gonna stay on this conservation reason, right? And rationale.
Well, that's what they have left is, look what's happened. They've lowered their ticket prices. One of their major investors, you know, the public corporation, has sold a large chunk of their interest in the company. And, yes, they're left with claiming they're a educational and a conservation organization that does rock music on the side. So,
Peter, this is a huge, huge step. It's like a milestone that's going to be in the animal rights movement.
Yes.
I mean, look what's happening.
No, it is fabulous, and it is like a snowball.
I thought the Cove would get a bigger response than it did.
Yeah.
But.
And that's the film that depicted the slaughter of the dolphins in Japan.
That's exactly right.
And even with the world-renowned people involved in it, like Rick O'Barry, right, and how graphic and important that film was, you're still dealing with Japan, and you're still dealing with a government and a culture that
right.
is comfortable killing these dolphins every year and,
right.
and culling them and sending them off for rent. But, you know, hopefully the demand will evaporate from this direction.
Right.
So, but it's true. There's a lot of unpredictability in this business, just like predicting anything. You don't know where and when it's going to hit.
Right.
So you keep on trying.
So the bottom line, don't buy a ticket
buy
to
a
these
ticket.
Marine parks. Do not buy a ticket. Don't support cruelty. Don't support this industry. Don't think it's a good thing to swim with the dolphins if you take a, you know, see,
Wait,
see the cove.
That. What's the harm in swimming with the dolphins?
Well, just the if people see the cove, like you describe, the cruelty involved in obtaining these dolphins, you know, you're not going to want to be involved in that.
Definitely not, because they choose the prettiest dolphins, they ship them off to these facilities, and they
and what happens to all the others?
They just slaughter them right there.
They just slaughter all the other ones.
The sea becomes red with blood.
It's really
sickening.
It's a horrible scene.
Yeah. Another horrible scene continues in Australia. This is something I just learned about, and that is they've got this big greyhound racing industry that still goes along.
Yeah.
And what was disclosed is this network and system of breeding, overbreeding, huge numbers of greyhound dogs, and then just discarding them, drowning them, killing them, the ones that are not necessary, all to try to find the fastest racers. And there have been thousands of solicitations, that is, letters and reports by people who know what's going on based around this inquiry that's happening, describing the really nasty stuff that happens in that industry in Australia.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. And their self-regulatory processes obviously are inadequate and falling apart. There are allegations of all the usual things that happen in this sort of thing: race fixing, drug use, money laundering, criminal activity in the industry, even though there are supposed to be reforms. There are uses of live animals training the greyhounds to race. Kittens, guinea pigs, and anything that squealed is the reporting on this. The estimate is about 3,000 of dogs are killed every year, and there's just not they don't even get to the point where they become adoptable. They're just discarded before they're named, and so they're totally off the radar
because they're deemed not to be a winner, or not fast enough, or not pretty enough, or you know, it's really sickening. And then the cruelty involved in the racing itself. So the dogs that make it through, it's not a great life for them as well, and it's a short life.
Those dogs are kept in dark cages. They
for 23 hours a day.
Right. So get it together, Australia.
Yeah, that's really bad. Can you imagine how many breeders there probably are, greyhound breeders, just to try to get their dogs sold?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really
go down there and fix it.
Yeah, I would like to. Thanks, Peter.
Yes.
And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
Radio News. I'm Walter Lovett. A recent Harvard study suggests that more people will make emergency room visits under Obamacare. More now from correspondent Precious B. Watson.
Capitol Hill Republicans are not surprised by a new study that suggests more people will make emergency room visits under Obamacare, not less, as President Barack Obama and other supporters of the law argue. The Harvard University study, recently published in the journal Science, shows that emergency room visits increased by 40% for those who received Medicaid when Oregon expanded the program in 2008. With IRN USA News, I'm Precious Watson.
The dollar rose broadly on Friday, buoyed by comments made by outgoing Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and by risk aversion, but a major snowstorm blanketing the northeast of the United States kept trade thin. This is IRN USA News.
I bet you've heard this phrase before. Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. It's attributed to poet Ralph Waldo Emerson in the late 19th century. Since that time, more than 4,400 patents have been issued for new mousetraps, making them the most frequently invented device in U.S. history. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Now, we don't sell mousetraps, but we do market the highest quality products we can find in our business category. To prove it, we'd like to send you a free sample that you could try for yourself. Right now, we're looking for people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month using a telephone and the internet to market these great products. To get your free sample and find out how you can make extra money working from home, go to 3stepusa.com. That's 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Last year, American taxpayers spent $7.45 billion to help developing countries cope with climate change. More now from correspondent Precious B. Watson.
According to a federal government report submitted to the United Nations, American taxpayers spent $7.45 billion to help developing countries cope with climate change in fiscal years 2010 through 2012. The report stated that the sum of $7.45 billion, which reached more than 120 countries through bilateral and multilateral channels, met President Obama's, quote, commitment to provide our fair share of a collective pledge by developed nations to provide a total of nearly $30 billion in Fast Start finance. This is IRN USA News.
Copper futures dropped on Friday on concerns over Chinese growth and the U.S. dollar strengthened, while crude oil extended recent losses and a global gauge of equities drifted lower. This is IRN USA News.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-Year Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-Year Mortgage. Call for your free CD now. 800-284-5572.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-284-5572.
Obamacare is forcing schools to use more substitute teachers. More now from correspondent Sean Scott Ferguson.
The writing was on the wall when the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, included a provision that said for Obamacare's purposes, anyone working 30 hours or more a week is regarded as a full-time employee and therefore entitled to health insurance. In Tennessee, this is causing a headache for the school systems, according to Republican Senator Lamar Alexander, a ranking member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee. The Obamacare 30-hour rule has meant that some school districts are being forced to employ more part-time and substitute teachers, since the schools need to keep the teachers' hours low to save on costs. Senator Alexander said that schools should make their decisions based on what will help students learn, and not on coping with the burdensome and expensive mandates of Obamacare.